Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, the computer won't start. All right. Well, I can roll with it. I know what to do. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And good evening to the entire Western United States as the sun goes down. My guest this hour is Ayelet Barron. And my gosh, you're just a little bit of everything.
Is there any other way to be?
I don't know. I guess, you know, you're a keynote speaker. You're a futurist, a global thought leader, inspiring, igniting the imagination. Look at you. Your new book is rolling out. Did you say it's rolling out today?
It went to the publisher today.
Oh, Our Journey to Business Common Sense.
We need a lot of common sense.
Yeah, we do. And we were just, she was looking at the monitors and she says, you know, and I'm one of these people who I am going to get my residency back in Canada because of that guy on the screen over there. And I was joking. I said, you know, everybody just thinks that they can hop up and move to Canada, but no, you can't. But you're from there. You've got some roots there. So you actually can if you want to.
Absolutely. We can go anywhere we want to.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're lucky.
Hey, all right. Who's the guy on the screen?
It was Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I just think if he wins, it'll be a very interesting 4 years.
To say the least.
Yeah, it'll give us something to talk about for sure. All right. So you have a lot to talk about. I mean, 21st century leadership in the business world. So where do you view things?
I think we're stuck. I see a lot of us still stuck in the 20th century. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of scarcity. And we have all opportunity and possibility in front of us. And 21st century leadership is about seeing the possibility and imagining what's possible and not leading with fear or competition or scarcity. It's kind of funny because we have everything we need and there is nothing new. And yet we try to take away from the competition. We try to do all these things that are just not real. And we have the opportunity to really look at a new type of leadership for the 21st century, where business is a force of good in the world, where this is the first time in our history that society and business are fusing together. And business isn't that old. Do you know how old business is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a couple hundred years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we have this huge opportunity to really do a reboot on business. There's my Canadian accent coming out.
I know. I know about where you're going to go.
So we have this opportunity to really look at business from a different perspective than we ever had before. And it's time.
Well, I think the millennials are doing that. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Everyone's doing that.
Everyone's doing it.
The myth is it's the millennials, but everybody is doing it. This is the first time in the history of work that we have five generations working side by side.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Now, I find it intriguing, but to that point, Tom Hanks has a new movie coming out. It's called Hologram for a King, and it's all about this guy's in his mid-50s, and he's too young to retire, but he's too old to get with the program of what's going on with social and technical media and all of those things. So he's kind of lost.
Well, it's not all about social and technical media, and I've been doing online communities for a long time before it was called social media. I'm only 27, but I've been doing it for about 20 years. And we have a lot of hype when it comes to social media. There's actually research coming out now that companies are wanting people who are 55 and older.
Right.
So I think Hollywood hasn't caught up yet.
Oh, really? That's interesting. And why do you think that?
Because I think we still have a lot of ageism. I think we are separating so much when it comes to business. We talk about the different generations instead of talking about how we combine and how we work together and how we learn from each other. There's all this talk about the millennials, like, oh, the millennials, they just want feedback all the time. Well, no, they think that the systems we have in place today are broken. They don't want to wait a year for their performance review. They don't want to just give feedback during the employee survey. They want to have conversations. There's this new technology that's making a comeback in business today, It's really old. It's called The Two-Way Conversation.
Yes.
And it includes listening and empathy and all these things that we've lost in business. With all these processes and all this pursuit of being efficient and productive, we forgot the common sense of, like, why are we here? What's the purpose? What are we creating in the world? And the biggest trend that's happening that a lot of people aren't talking about because they're so in love with the millennials and social media is that there are more and more people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s in today's world who are waking up. They've done everything on the to-do list. You know, they got the degree, they got the job, right. They got the spouse, the success,
yes.
They got the office, they got the phone, they got everything. And now they're saying, now what? I mean, everybody's talking about the fact that women today aren't taking the top jobs, but there are people like me who fired themselves from corporate America who go, we don't want to fit into that system. We want to actually see what the opportunity is and have a full life. And so the shifts are happening.
And would you say that speaks to the gig economy?
Absolutely. I mean, 50% of the population is going to be in the United States is going to be working for themselves in the future. And it's changing a lot because with a sharing economy, with different opportunities that we have, there's a big push for companies to wake up also and see how do they find the best talent? Because the best talent isn't going to want to work for you necessarily. So you're going to have to change business in its essence for people to really understand how do we find the best people and how do we get people from the inside and the outside working together.
All right. We'll take some calls. 808-0810 is the number. Ayelet Barron is my guest, and we're talking about 21st century business practices, the pros, the cons, the ups and downs, the ins and outs. And Nick in San Carlos, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hello to your guest. Interesting. So I'm a molecular biologist, and from the past, we saw the impact of restrictions on enzymes and chopping up DNA. The impact it had on the public back in the 70s. There was a lot of reaction, fear-based response. Then people kind of tucked in and didn't really pay attention to this man. And then here comes Dolly and the group at Roslyn up in the UK. All of a sudden, there's Pete. Again, another way to kind of defeat is kind of a depression in the yes fascists. People just don't care about it or they view it as fear. They make great comments about how you pull the melding science and business together, which only occur with the trust of the people. How do you see advanced science, which is really spooky science, I thought, being kind of taught to people or having people kind of walk away from the cliff of fear and embrace it?
Okay. All right. Yes. So, you know, embracing the change or walking away. I feel like they're at the cliff's edge.
You know, we have in business today a lot of programs around managing change. And we don't need to manage change anymore. We just need to accept that things are going to change and that business is going to change. We also have a couple of diseases we don't talk about. We're addicted to stress and we're addicted to busyness.
You know? I love that. Yes, we are, aren't we? We really are.
Right?
I mean, look at what I was talking to you before we went on there. Here's a great example. You have to see the pile of paper. I have 10 shows in front of me. That's me.
Right? And yeah. So now it's cool to be busy. I mean,
right.
I used to be one of the top 100 flyers for United in San Francisco. And I got invited to this event. Yeah, isn't that great? And
then unless you don't like flying around a lot.
Well, and then you realize you broke a glass ceiling that you really didn't want to break through, right? And you got addicted to travel because you were so important because you had the work to be done. And it was just like ingrained in you that work was life. And we continue to pursue this mythical work-life balance. It doesn't exist. There's only life, and work is part of it. And so we have terms that are very 20th century, which is being a workaholic, right? You've heard
for
of that.
Sure, indeed.
Right?
Yes.
Do you know what the 21st century opportunity is for leadership?
Go ahead, share.
It's to be a lifeaholic. What if life was an amazing adventure? And work was just part of it. Imagine, I went to an event recently, and I put on my title that I'm a janitor. And I really wanted to see who would have a conversation with me and who wouldn't. Because so much of our society today is, what do? We don't start a conversation in any other way. And I want to live in a world where we stop asking children, what do you want to do when you grow up? Because first of all, growing up is overrated. And second of all, why don't we ask kids questions like, what do you like? What don't you like? What do you want to change? And so the conversations, we're not having enough conversations because we're yelling at people. Most of the social media that we have today is still designed on 20th century practices of likes, followers, stalkers, friends, and people yelling at each other. It's not about connecting deeply and having conversations. The only social network that we have today where you can really connect and build relationships with people is Twitter. And I have made lifelong friends connecting and building relationships on Twitter and not yelling at people. And so the stress, the speed, all that stuff. Do you remember, have you ever been to a bookstore? Have you ever gone to a bookstore? Remember, like
it's, the Barnes and Noble's when the Barnes and Noble when they were on. I'm going to take a break, but we'll hold on that point. We'll continue the conversation with Ailette Barron. Boy, you're just right on about the work life thing. Yeah. So if you have a question or comment, 808-0810. We'll be right back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. And well, that's good. Yeah, we don't feel like doing anything. We need to just all chill out. Ailette Barron is my guest. AiletteBarron.com is her website. She's an author and business consultant and world traveler all over the place. Yes, Our Journey to Business Common Sense is her new book that's just dropping. And let's see. Let's take a call here. 808-0810. Okay. Jack in Cupertino. Good evening.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing good, Jack. How are you? Go ahead.
I'm very good. This is a subject I'm really passionate about. I've had my own business for 20 years now, and it's hard physical work, but I love what I do. I just love it. And it's so important to me that people understand that, you know, you don't have to be a genius, and I'm not a genius, to get into business for yourself. You know, you get a business license, a fictitious name, and you can start your own business. I was a welder for 15 years, and I wasn't happy. And I got my own business. I'm now 62. I've already I'm getting my Social Security, but I'm still working part-time. And I've got my grandkids at home, and everything is working out great because I decided I was going to do what made me happy.
Right. And I think, thank you very much, because I think, Ailette, that's what you're speaking to. I mean, and of course, I don't know, as we were talking about, well, you know, working for a living, living to work, which one is it, that whole dichotomy, as the week goes by, it's like, oh, wow, it's Thursday already. And, well, tomorrow's Friday. Oh, good. Okay. And then the whole cycle starts over again and life goes by.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it, $54 billion. In 2013 of unused vacation pay in the United States. The top three reasons why people aren't taking vacation, fear, fear, and fear. And if we don't get our dreams beaten out of us, we can actually pursue our purpose. You know, I mean, if I had somebody at my house today and I said to him, how did you get to be a termite inspector? And he says, I married into it. And I said, what did you want to do? What did you want to do when you were a kid? And he wanted to be a creator. He wanted to make stuff. And he was told that that's not a way, that's not a path forward. And that's not true. You know, if we can really figure out what we want to do, how did you get on the radio?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to do this.
Right?
Yes, and my parents allowed me to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and are you stressed out?
No, not well. I'm always a little frenetic, but no. But my parents actually, they did look out for me at the beginning. They were thinking, you know, you need a college education, you need a trade, you need something. But then I started in high school doing this, and it just kept going. But you know, allowing me to do and follow my passion.
Absolutely, and I think we are told we're not allowed to do that. And so, what if we change our story? Life is all about stories. It's the stories we tell ourselves, and it's the stories we tell other people. If you get up in the morning and you say, this is going to be really hard, it's going to be hard to be an entrepreneur, it's going to be hard to have my own business, guess what? It's going to be hard. If you wake up in the morning and you say it's going to be easy, and you look for solutions of things that are out there and reach out to people, we don't know how to ask for help. We assume people are successful. We give people this pedestal about success. We chase things that aren't realistic. And We have so much opportunity. We live in abundance. I mean, I'm one of the really lucky ones. I got to work all over the world when I had a career in technology. And I got to go to some of the poorest places on earth, in Kibera, which is the second largest slum in the world. And I got to see where people have different circumstances, but their spirit was still there. I worked with youth that every Saturday they would get together and do things. I would come into the office at 5 o'clock in the morning and get on a video conference with 20 youth in a slum, and I would show them how to use social media, how to use technology, how to use tools to change their lives. And guess what? They did, because they had this hope of what they can do and create in the world, even though I stopped posting food photos on my Facebook because I all of a sudden was connected with them on Facebook. And there was a human piece to this. And that's what we need in business today. We need to get back to our humanity.
And it's so true. One of my favorite life experiences was spending time with some friends in Thailand. And we would go outside of the city of Bangkok. And, of course, as you just mentioned, these people were very poor. But they're so happy. Swatikah. Okay. And all of that. But to truly happy, living in a tin shack. And then it makes you think, well, what is going on in my head? Work, work, work. But now let me ask you this, and I think we agree on this, but what we're living in, this is capitalism. This is the way it works.
Well, this is the way the story has been written so far. If you look at the B Corp movement, which is Business for Good, it's a brand new movement that's been around for a couple years. There are over 1,400 companies around the world that are certified. They go through this very, very serious certification. But it talks about, what is your responsibility to the planet? Are you sustainable? There are 300 items, and companies like Etsy, like Patagonia, all these companies are B Corps. And there are four stories of people in the book that I just wrote who are B Corp folks, and their stories are amazing. There's a woman named Chamini Dahana. She runs the first eco-friendly clothing line for kids and babies called Donna Inc. And she wants every kid to know the hands and hearts that went into every piece of clothing that they wear. I didn't know this until I talked to her. One in six people in the world work in fashion and retail. And the fashion industry is the second largest polluting industry in the world.
Right.
And wow. So imagine the impact of every child knowing the hands and hearts that go into the clothing that is made. We start seeing people as people. We don't start seeing things as somebody in a foreign land and a piece of clothing. I mean, you ask a kid, where does money come from? And they say it's a hole in the wall, the ATM, you know, it just throws money out. And so where does bread come from? I don't know. Where does milk come from? Right? I mean, we have to get back to common sense and really have an appreciation of where we've come from and where we are and create the connection. I really strongly believe that we have been separating and dividing so much in business today. Like, innovation should never be a department in business. People should just know how to be innovative. Corporate social responsibility should not be a department either. Shouldn't a company just be responsible to the community, to the people, to the planet?
Well, you would think so, especially here in San Francisco. Boy, we'll talk about that in a minute, because I have strong opinions about that. Yes, why do we have the worst homeless situation in America and we still can't manage it? Well, we declare it an emergency, but we just declare it an emergency and we don't do anything. Why are all these billion-dollar companies here and they're not helping to resolve this issue? It's in their own backyard. We're both shaking our head. Yes, yes, yes. All right, we'll continue the conversation with Ayelet Barron coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Sam, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today.
I gave Ayelet Barron a cup of water. She said, well, I was looking for a cup of vodka. And I said, well, you can pretend at least it looks the same. You know, we're talking about 21st century leadership. And being a lifeaholic versus being what most of us were raised on, being a workaholic. And a lot of us enjoy being a workaholic. And I don't know, can't take it with you. You just can't take it with you. And I just mentioned, it's like, wow, it's Thursday already. Okay. And then I'll be sitting on my sofa on Saturday and say, hey, it's Saturday. And then Monday will be Monday. But you were talking about, and I love this, no offense, San Francisco or Bay Area, but the negativity that you see and feel negativity here. Explain why.
Because everybody wants to be the next something else instead of being themselves.
Very good.
It's everybody wants to be the next billion-dollar startup, the next Steve Jobs. How about being ourselves? How about really understanding who we are, why we're here, and who we create and co-create with? That's what branding is about. You know, there's so much noise here about so many things. And we have an opportunity now to really be simple and really have like more in-depth conversations of what we're creating. And in the Valley, it gets lost. Everybody's got an app. Everybody's looking for the investors. And in there was some time where you started a business, like the last caller we had, you know, you had an idea, you had passion about something, and you went out and you created it. And you found the people that were interested in what you were creating.
Welding, as simple as that. Right.
I actually know how to weld.
Good for you.
I was a theater major.
but it's so true. We're so busy here. And I have to tell you, after working in Chicago, which was a big city, and so you've got that big city sensation, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I feel it here, too. And sometimes it feels wonderful. But it is. It's burn and churn here. Churn and burn. And I do feel it, and sometimes I feel it, and I talk about this at times, this passive-aggressive thing that goes on with people. They're very friendly, but boy, it seems cutthroat at times.
Well, we're addicted again. We're addicted to the 24/7. We feel like we always have to be on, and we don't. It's a choice. It's a choice. We've given, and that was my question earlier to you about, have you been to a bookstore, right?
I mean,
if you ever have been to a bookstore, and I know some people listening have never been to a bookstore, but it's this big store that has lots and lots and lots of books in it.
My girlfriend goes every Saturday, so if she's listening, she'll love this.
And you walk into a bookstore, and is there one book on the shelf? Is there two? Are there thousands and thousands of books? How do you decide? Reading a book is like a huge investment.
Yes.
Right? It takes a lot of your time. How do you choose which book is going to get your time? So we have this thing called choice that we've given away somehow because we say, oh, we got to be on our phone. We don't have dinner anymore because everybody brings their phone. Well, who brings their phone? You could decide not to bring your phone. It's an addiction. It's a choice.
Ayelet, one of the problems is, and research shows this, we live in the cycle of the 10-second attention span.
Right. Every 60 seconds, blogs are posted, things are happening, and that's okay. But we have this fear. It's that 20th century mindset of the fear of missing out.
Well, the whole FOMO thing.
Well, and what are you missing out of, right? I mean, this whole thing about having a content strategy and having a social media strategy. I mean, did people have a telephone strategy?
No, they didn't. No.
I mean, it's just really funny because, like, these are all tools. And we give time to what we have value, what gives us value. You know, I was talking to this expert who works with authors and speakers. And she said to me, you know, how many words is your book? And I said, it doesn't matter. She said, well, short is the new black. And I said, I don't care. People spend time on what they find valuable. Whoever is going to resonate with a book is going to resonate. If they want a quick hit or a quick fix, let them go find another book. But I can tell you this, there are over 35 people who are 21st century leaders who are off the charts talking about what they're creating in the world. And having those stories and people recognizing that they have their own stories become really important in the world. Because one of the things that we need to be better of is storytellers. And what's not happening with social media is everything is quick, everything is fast, that we're not really connecting human to human, right? Think about it. We live in a world today where on a spreadsheet, on a financial for any company, furniture is an asset. People are a liability. It's 2016. It's time to really think about the people and the human piece of it because we're no longer in the industrial age. We're in the human-to-human, purpose- and experience-driven adventure. And that's the opportunity, is to connect deeply person-to-person. Like, how did I show up here in your studio? It's all about relationships and connections. It's not about the tools. So if you do put your phone down for 10 seconds and have a conversation with someone, it's magic what happens.
It truly is. And it's interesting that you said that because even when I do interviews, it's different when I'm talking to someone on the phone versus sitting here looking you eye to eye. It just feels, it's a different experience.
Absolutely.
And it feels different. And I bet you as a listener, you can probably tell a difference when now think about this the next time you hear someone interviewing someone on the telephone, on the radio. It sounds different and it feels different than this. This is organic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so how do we get businesses to follow more of this model, especially as an employee?
I think we have to remember our voice as a human being, right? Because once we put our employee hat on, it's like we've given away our rights because we get this, you know, monthly paycheck that comes in. And all of a sudden, someone tells us how we need to be and what we need to do. I remember being on many leadership teams inside companies, and I would be amazed at how we kept information from employees. And I would say, hang on a sec, didn't we hire the best and the brightest, the top 10%? Why are we treating them like they don't know anything? Like, research has also shown that the more engaged you get your people, the more they're going to be involved in the business. And we've lost the sense of purpose. Go into any company and say, why are you here? What are you creating? Most will just look at the wall and or their internet site.
Well, here we know one word, content. I mean, not specifically in this building, yeah. But I'm just saying probably any place in San Francisco or the Silicon Valley. What are we here to do? Produce content.
Right.
Yes.
Where's the purpose?
Yeah.
Where is the purpose?
Right. What is the purpose of that?
How do we make meaning together? So as an employee, you have a voice. But if you're scared, if you're stuck in this 20th century, then you're scared about expressing your voice. And there's so much going on. I mean, in the 21st century, we should not be managing people. We should be managing projects.
It's very good. All right. 808-0810 is the number. And we go to, let's see here. Kathy in Sonoma, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi,
Kathy.
Hi. You know, I just called because it's such a refreshing conversation you're having. I went from being an international logistics planner in a cubicle, very unhappy, and I have a background in a culinary field, and I am now a cheesemonger.
Oh, boy,
and
I love that.
I just
pinch
myself that I get paid every day to do this.
I love stinky cheese. that's fantastic. Yes. So, but how did you make the big jump? How do you know that had to be a very brave, scary thing for you, right?
Well, you know, cheese found me. I had to take some time off because of an illness, and I couldn't find a job for the life of me. When the economy was down, and I just went to my background in food, and I got hired. And they put me front and center at the cheese case, and then I moved to a different company. And I work for Nugget Market, which we've been in the Fortune 500 top companies to work for the last 13 years. And it's just that they treat everyone like family. It's the best company in the world.
Fantastic.
They let me be me. They encourage having fun. It's just the best thing in the world.
See, so there, thank you very much, and God bless you. So there are great stories out there and great companies. I mean, and she found her passion.
Well, and
cheese.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Cheesy fun.
And I do love stinky cheese.
But that's it. I mean, if we treated each other with compassion and saw each other. I mean, so many times we don't. You look at the title, you look at where you want to go. Organizations today aren't built even because there's only one promotion, right? Everybody talks about teamwork, but only so many people get promotion. They only get the bonuses to these people. And so we have to look at how we're structured as well and really look at what is the purpose and how do we align with it in a better way.
Yeah, and making you a senior vice president and not giving you any more money or time off or letting you be a lifeaholic instead of a workaholic doesn't really feel – it feels good for a few days, but then it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break and we'll continue the conversation on 21st Century Leadership with Iolette Baron on the Drex Radio Show. Nice. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and my guest is Iolette Baron, and her new book is rolling out, Our Journey to Business Common Sense. And unfortunately, in the 21st century, a lot of people aren't following common sense. So we're experiencing this entire acceleration, and it continues to be the only constant in our world. So where do we go?
We wake up. We wake up to opportunity. I think one of the biggest opportunities is to stop trying to solve problems, because when we try to solve problems, we have a scarcity mindset, and it drives us into a specific direction. What if we woke up in the morning and said, oh my God, we have everything we need. What can we create and co-create in the world? And it doesn't matter if you have like a ton of money or not a lot of money. You have your voice. We live in an open and connected world. This is like the best time to be alive for a couple reasons. The first one is because we're all here, right?
Right.
That's a great reason, right?
Right, yes.
And the second reason is that we can connect with people like never before, because people are out there. You can talk to an author directly online. You can have conversations. You can contact people. And yet we're still using the same old methodologies. We're still hiring coaches to tell us how to do things and not going out there and saying, hey, I'm alive. Who can I connect with? Where are the people on the edges? Right? I mean, we have meetups. We have all these things where people, you know, are saying, here, I'm interested in this. We've got tweet chats where you can find people who are interested about topics that you're interested in. I have met so many people who I've connected with deeply on a business level just by conversations we have online. It's just amazing what we can do. And so if you have a mindset of opportunity, if you have a mindset that I'm here to create during my lifetime, I don't think anybody was born to suffer.
No, I don't think so either, especially, as you said, in the now. So crowdsourcing online communities are very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also knowing who you are and why you're here and what you want to do.
And one of the greatest things about what I do, and I think what you do too for a living, is storytelling.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, who doesn't love a good story?
And everybody has a story, right? We live in a culture where we think it's only the people that are on TV or have big titles,
no,
but they have stories.
Don't think that, because you're so wrong. Just a half hour ago, somebody, the welder called. That was a great story.
Right.
He's a welder, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I just think, and I can tell you this, because Prince just passed 8 days ago, and rather than go on and do with the news he thinks and just play the music or that, I have a lot of background stories. So I talked about the stories in my life as they related to Prince, and I thought that came off very well, and I, you know, got a lot of compliments on that. But that's just the way I do things, you know, just from my own personal experiences, tell the story.
But we all tell stories. I mean, walk into any restaurant during any time of the day, and what you will find is people sitting around telling each other stories. And the question is when we don't think we're enough, when we don't think we have a story, we don't really think about it in that way. But each one of us has a story, and not only in the sense of telling the story, but creating the story, right? It's the opportunity to really figure out where yourself drives yourself to want to create something in the world from a business perspective and also as an individual. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I was in corporate, you know, family and friends would ask me, what do you do? I really don't understand what you do. And I can't believe like how much easier now it is to tell people what I do, because I'm so aligned to opening hearts and minds to what's possible in the world in the 21st century.
If you're just joining us, Ayelet Barron is my guest keynote speaker, futurist, global thought leader, obviously. And she walked away from the corporate world because she had enough of being inside that box. You wanted to be let out of that box.
I actually want more people to be happy in corporate jobs. I mean, one of the things is I don't want to see people just leaving. I want us to create more humane, people-centered organizations. And I think that's the opportunity we have. I mean, the 21st century leader knows how to create the space to bring the right people at the right time to have conversations and really be able to build a team from a different perspective. We have to stop like fighting inside companies, and we have to start really looking about why we're here. And I hear horror stories of all the time of people complaining about their bosses and how much their work sucks. And why are we doing that? When are we going to start creating companies where people are going to be excited about what they're creating. They're going to know what impact they're having on the planet. They're going to be able, they don't have to go to do a feed the hungry kind of thing. It's just the company knows where they're buying their food from. They know the impact of where they're putting, what they're putting in the water. We have responsibility in what we're doing. And what's going to happen is people are going to start asking questions, because health is at risk here of people because of the level of addiction we have to stress and busyness, and this need to think that we have to make a living by killing ourselves. And people are going to start asking questions, not today, not next year, but in the next 5 years. As a futurist, I'm going to tell you, people are going to start asking, is this job going to kill me? Is this company doing good things for my community and for the planet? These questions are going to come. And the change is going to come from people, not from organizations, because the more that we ask these questions, not just millennials, people of all ages, the more we ask these questions, the more we'll change. And that's the opportunity ahead of us, is to take responsibility for our life and not put it in the hands of someone else.
And one of the things that we started this entire conversation was with that we now work with so many different generations. Almost for me, I find myself doing... consciously, I'm doing it, but I don't talk about it. Reverse mentoring when I have interns. I'm learning from them, and I love to call. I love to cross the cultural bounds, and I love to cross the age barriers and break it all down. You know, I'm just digging on all of it.
We all learn from each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that when I was in my last job. I did that. I had the CEO have a reverse mentor, and she came in. She was just like this amazing woman. And she told him that his communication sucked.
Isn't that great? I mean, that somebody will,
yes,
lay it out there.
Yes. Yeah. And guess what? He listened.
Right.
And he was the CEO of my region. And about a month later, I got a call from my CFO who said, hey, can I get one of those? And I was like, what are you talking about? Let's be careful here. Should I call HR? What are you talking about? Oh, you mean a reverse mentor? Sure, we can get you one of those. And... it's amazing.
I think that sometimes when the reverse mentoring is going on and you tell the other person that there's reverse mentoring going on, then they become afraid to tell you, you know. But I have to tell you, if you think that you're in that mode, you should go ahead and say what's in your mind. Because people like me who are, you know, midlife, you hit 50, I want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Because I suck it down and I'm listening and I appreciate it.
Well, we need more courage. That's what we need.
Right. And so if you think it, and then the other thing I think that goes on with people my age or in this demographic, whether you're an early Xer or a late boomer or you are an Xer, is you're afraid to say to people in your corporation because it's like, well, I don't want to get canned. But, you know, sometimes being blunt, politely, is the right thing to do. If you see something, say something. If something's not right, say something.
But if we're scared to take vacation because we think we're not going to catch up, we're not going to say something. And this is the opportunity to really think about, what are you doing with your life? You get one life, right? It should be an amazing adventure where work should just be part of it. And business should be a force of good in the world.
Right. And we'll leave it at that. So, yes, don't be a workaholic. Be a lifeaholic. Fantastic, Ayelet Barron. Oh, you're fantastic. I hope you come back again.
I'd love to. Thank you.
It's really cool. I love it. And by the way, you have a website, right? It is ayeletbarron.com.
Yeah, you need to know how to spell my name, though.
A-Y-E-L-E Barron, B-A-R-O-N. We'll put it up at kgoradio.com, and you can check it out. And her new book is Our Journey to Business Common Sense. Okay? All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll begin the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.